Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is day two of the hellish occupation of the United States of America by a usurper. Red China Joe, you stole the show, and they paid your kid $1.45 billion, don't you know? And it looks like President Trump left a message for Mr. Biden in the Resolute desk. Joe, you know I won, apparently, is what he wrote on the letter. So anyway, tonight, we're seeing a situation that we could predict because Lord Jesus told us about it. But let me do this and let me go back to the Bible for a second. Thanks to my good friends there in California sent me this. John Brennan gives the plan away. Biden officials are moving in laser-light fashion to identify and root out political opposition from the population. I saw this afternoon on the TV. And he said, former CIA Director John Brennan, the man who weaponized the CIA to target Hillary Clinton, to target Hillary Clinton's political opposition, appeared on MSNBC Wednesday to outline the Joe Biden administration plan to identify political enemies, label them domestic terrorists, and then root them out of the population. And that's all the Trump supporters. Now, Brennan, you're a piece of trash. You know that, Brennan? You're a piece of crap, and you've been a piece of crap, and they ought to find you guilty of treason yourself for an attempted coup against the President of the United States, along with Clapper, Comey, Strzok, Page, Rosenstein, Baker's Oars, and a bunch of others, including Joe, China Joe, Red China Joe, and including Yates and Obama and Rice and all of you. But see, we know that ain't going to happen because you're going to move laser fast, right? Well, let me say this to you. There is something that you should know about, but since you've switched over to the moon god, Allah, allegedly, you don't know. Nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places. And let's include the Mount Hood and that sort of thing in Cascadia as well. And famines. That means you ain't going to have enough to eat. All right? Somebody ain't. And pestilences. You got the COVID 25, 6, 7, and 8, plus the Ebola 22, 23, 24. You got all this stuff, whatever it's going to be. Whatever it is, they're dialing up for you. Dialing up for you in order to reduce the population of planet Earth no more than 500 million in perpetuity and harmony. Georgia Guidestones, put in by a Rosicrucian, allegedly, who just hired the banker to make sure it went up. And fearful sights and great signs shall be from heaven. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist, and ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. Now we're already seeing children turning in their parents. We're already seeing parents turning in their children. We're seeing your buddies tattletaling on you. We're seeing your friends, your Facebook buddies and your Twitter bird buddies and all of your little buddies on the line who just really are not necessarily your little buddies. You shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. And his name is Jesus. Okay? But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Now that's interesting because in the red letters, Jesus says before this, he says, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. But he goes down, what? To verse 18 from verse 16 and says then, but there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. So you see, we're going to have, and if you go on down, there shall be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. You're going to start to see planetary action. You're going to start to see it. If you go back and really look at some of the stuff from the Sumerian clay tablets and what Zechariah Sitchin has written about, if you read those books, and you ought to read the books, you know, and question all the things, but you ought to read them because it's still a pretty good translation of what's there. Others have come later to translate it to make it less revealing. I'm going to tell you what's plenty revealing. And it does not necessarily take away from our Father in heaven or Lord Jesus. It's just that you understand who the fallen angels were. And then you understand what their offspring were, okay? And how they came down here onto this planet, all right? After Archangel Michael and, Gabriel and others tossed them out of their air. But the war is still ongoing. But here's the deal. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Things are going to come on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. You're going to see more fallen angel activity. And since they, as Brother Quayle so beautifully and illustratively put for years, if people would just understand it, the fallen angels have lost their first estate as angels, right? They still have all the super intellect and know how the creation was created. And they have power and ability, right? But they got to travel using spacecraft now, right? They don't go like regular angels go now. So I'm trying to say to you is, you're going to see stuff come onto the earth, fallen angel craft and alien pond scum craft. That's going to be craft of other races that they have created on other planets that Lucifer has done on other planets, or not necessarily created, but has tweaked or use genetic manipulations and things and indoctrinations to cause them to do stuff. All right. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But that's after going through all of this crap. The tribulation is, well, we're already, as Jesus says in Matthew 24, we're already in the beginning of sorrows. And then in this, Luke 21, he says, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. But you're going to have a situation to where he comes. But until then, you're going to have to hold the fort. You're going to have to stay the course. You're going to have to stand up against the evil. And I'm going to say this to you. If you look at it, all of this talk, you're hearing this code phrase. You're hearing several of them. You're still hearing dark winter, which the dark winter is a biological warfare scenario that originally was put forth years ago. And then it's happening now, is it not? Happened last winter. It's happening again this winter. We got new strains that apparently the vaccines don't address very well. All right. Now, if you get that, then you get that they use phrases and code words to talk to their Illuminati, the cognoscente, the alumbrados, the big shot people who worship Lucifer, the light bringer, the ones who are enlightened. And then you see that they talk to them and let out little tidbits and show little things that they do. And I'm going to bring up a couple right here, right now. Here's the first thing that's really interesting to me. This better angels thing. Well, you see, if you are a transgender queer lover, you know, who has stolen an election, and who worships Lucifer the Lightbringer, and who claims to be a devout Catholic, at the same time is pushing for abortion and liberalizing of all the abortion rules and regulations again, to kill babies, to murder babies. Pelosi, same way. She claims to be a devout Catholic, right? Who then she goes and doesn't understand that Christians, Catholics are Christians, all right? And that Christians, she says, are just ruining it for everybody because you won't go along with abortion, all right? They want to kill babies. They want to reduce the population of planet Earth and have the top slot of the Luciferians, with a managerial class, technological class, running things for them so that they can gallop around on their little spacecraft or bimanas and go from pleasure palace to pleasure palace, because they all have had their inoculations and they're all getting life extension technologies or cloning or whatever it is that keeps them alive. But this better angels code phrase, you see, if you're one of those evil people, then what you're wanting to do and what you're longing for are for the better angels. And yes, I'm aware that this came from a political speech, I believe Lincoln, some time ago. If it wasn't Lincoln, and somebody else, but forget about that. That was meant the correct way. This, when they tell you better angels, woe to him that calls good evil and evil good. But see what the better angels that the Bidenzos, that the China Joes, and the Kamasar Kamala, and the Zinsaki, and all these people, and old Hound Dog Carrie, and all these, you know, we're going to have to learn everybody's name again. But we can identify them by the facial recognition that recognizes them as lefty liberal militants who voted for Biden. The facial recognition shows those people very evidently. A lot of them are these silly putty-faced boys who are on TV now. They like to have a face full of silly putty. And I would include Chris Wallace in that. Mr. Magoo, you know? Mr. Magoo, you can go, you know what, all right? But here's the deal. The better angels thing, they're longing for the fallen angels, you see. They're calling them the better angels. And then you have Lady Gagger Gaga, all right? Who allegedly, her hairdresser said that she was filled with demons, okay? He had to get away from her, all right? But now she's dressing in a dress and wearing the big golden dove, you see? Well, she's calling upon the images of Hunger Games, okay? Hunger Games, all right? So you're about to be hungry because you, if you're listening, probably you're either a Fed or a Red Chinese from the Li or somebody, or you are probably somebody who may have voted for Trump. You believe in the Lord Jesus and that there's power in the blood of Jesus. Well, that's who Biden and these people are coming for. So they want to get rid of 75 million. You notice how they backed that down to 74 million. Because 7 and 5 is 12, and there's good things about the number 12. There's power in that number because you had 12 disciples, all right, and you had Lord Jesus, all right? So they're going to come. And they're going to try to come after all of us. And they're coming to try to persecute us in his name. And they already hate you if you believe in Jesus. They already hate you if you believe in Jesus. But these better angels they're hungering for are the fallen angels. And the fallen angels, what do they want? They want Lucifer's goals. And they want to reduce the population and kill off most of the population of planet Earth in an attempt so Lucy, old Lucifer, can steal or try to steal your souls. That's why Lord Jesus told you, not a hair on your head will be hurt, because in your patience possess ye your souls. And the best thing you can do right now is to repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and to ask him to come into your heart and to be your Savior. And if you do that, you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. And he'll start to wash you clean. He'll start to get the dark window on the industrial building and start to use a little scrub on it, a little Windex in the corner. May take him 2 or 3 days. May take him a while. He could do it in an instant. But a lot of you out there build up a whole lot of dirt on your windows, ain't you? So I'm going to tell you what. They're going to come for you. I'm going to talk to you more about it. And they're going to come with these new COVID restrictions and all this stuff. And what he's put Fauci in is the little Lord Fauci God of the vaccination, you see. And what they're eventually going to do is they're going to require you, before you get anything, you got to get a test. And they're going to give you a test, probably one of those weirdo tests that has a high percentage of false positives. And when they do that, then they're going to make you jab, okay? And you're just a hesitant. I heard Jen Psaki. Psaki, Psaki! Don't Psaki in the heady, but just give her some Psaki. Maybe she'll tell the truth. She's been allegedly lying since she was at the State Department, you know? Spokes. Let's see, spokesperson. Spokes. Spokesmama. No, you can't say mama. Can't say daddy. Anyway, you can tell by her facial recognition who she voted for, can you not? So they're going to come for you with the COVID. They're going to make you take the shot. Everything now is about a shot in somebody's arm, 100 million in 100 days, 100 million in 100 days, whether you want it or not. You want to be able to go to the grocery store. You better have a shot. You got to have a passport. You want, oh, what's a pa? Oh, it's a mark. It's a mark to say that you got the vaccine. Oh, you mean the vaccine that's giving people the heebie-jeebies and that they're dying from or going gigantosis from or that they're shaking and jiggling from or that they just die with no blood platelets in 16 days like the doctor in Florida from? And I don't wish anybody ill. And yes, I've had vaccines in the past years as a kid, but I'm going to tell you, I also know that the polio vaccines had simian virus 40 in them. Simian virus 40 is a known carcinogen, causes cancer. And you see, after they did that on the polio, which was a dread disease, and I saw people felled by that, and in those iron lungs and all that stuff. That was incredible from the 30s through the up into the early 60s. But that shot that a lot of people, millions of people got in the United States, caused the explosion of cancer. Which is why when your great, for the kids today, it'd be your great-great-great-grandparents would say they had the big C. They didn't even use the word cancer. They would whisper it. They had the big C. Because it was so unusual in terms of percentage of the population, it was almost like it was considered to be, you know, something or like a God nailing you with it. But then after they gave you the shot, such high percentages of people started to get cancer that we went through a time where it was, what, one out of three? Or what, I know at least one out of four. It was, I think it got to be where it was over one out of four were getting some sort of cancer. Now that's had an improvement to a great degree or some degree as they're getting other therapies and stuff to deal with it. But what I'm trying to say is this. These vaccines are not always about just stopping something. And that's all there is to it. And you better watch for it. And anybody who forces you to do something like that, forces you to take the shot, all right? Or you don't eat, or you don't travel, or you're not able to go to court, and then they immediately charge you with that, but you can't go to court unless you got it. So therefore, when they put you in the jail, they're going to give you the shot, aren't they? So it all becomes a moot point, and they're hoping to reduce the population of planet Earth to only 500 million people. We got about 7.3 billion now. That means a whole lot of people got to die so that Lucifer can attempt to steal your souls, to get the power, to then try to perpetrate a counterfeit of the true Lord Jesus on this planet, okay? And to fulfill what it is that's in the Bible, to where the Antichrist is then overlaid and resurrected by Lucy himself, all right? So you'd better get ready and not think. And all these people, I'll tell you, there's a lot of, you talk about strong delusions. It seems to be everywhere. And now you got, what, supposedly 16,000 Christians wanting Franklin Graham to be fired because he is now an insurrectionist? He's really, because he's a Christian and they're not. Anyway. I wanted to say this. As they get ready to come for you, and they're coming, you see what Brennan's got to say. And I saw him, and boy, oh boy, and then he even said that libertarians were in there, you know. I mean, you laugh about this stuff, and you say, well, this is just like crazy, all right? Just like crazy. But don't get caught watching the paint dry, all right? I heard a good statement from Brother Quayle. I was talking to him a couple days ago. And we're talking about some of this stuff, that how a lot of this stuff that they say was going to happen, the hope against hope stuff, how a lot of it is a little bit of the BS, because you see, I knew and I told you on air, remember back in 2016 after Trump won, the QAnon came out and said that Hillary Clinton would be in jail along with the thousands of others of pedophiles by Thanksgiving. Now, that's not to say that there isn't a pedophile ring. I'm not saying there isn't. There is, because I remember talking to Ted Gunderson years ago about him when he chased these people, you know, and the McMartin school case and all of this stuff and how they found the tunnels and they went to another house. They used to take these kids up to a house along the coast of California. And when he went up there, he tracked them down. They had left with some people. They went up there. He got a tip. And when he got there, that house was all on fire. And then he had the tip that if you went over to the cliff at the backyard of the house, there was a secret stairway. You could go down that stairway and go into an underground cave or cavern or crypt, you see. And that's where they used to do all of the Luciferian rituals and have sex with the children and then murder them and do stuff like that with them. And he found it. I sat there and talked to him for an hour years ago. And I've seen him several times back then, but he, at that point, you know, you got all of that, plus you got Johnny Gosch. I remember meeting Johnny Gosch's mother. I remember her coming to see Bo Greitz and Jack McLam at one of the big preparedness expos, and I can remember sitting there and talking to Jack and to Bo and different people at the table there, and there was Johnny Gosch. Johnny Gosch was stolen off a street west Des Moines, a paper boy, and then taken in and gone to Bohemian Grove, allegedly, you know, tricked out and made to participate in the death of somebody while having sex with another young boy and that kind of stuff, crazy crap, and then spent a lot of years recruiting other kids and being used for a drug mule, and then eventually, allegedly, ending up as a Marine who just happened to be a former Marine who was a gay or a queer cowboy in Washington, D.C., that then all of a sudden became a journalist and became one of the favorites of George W. Bush to call on first, over and above the other journalists at the deals. And then come to find out, old Johnny Gosch, or what, he had a different name then, but allegedly this Marine was staying a lot of nights over there. And then you had reports back then about how Turd Blossom, Karl Rove, allegedly they called him Turd Blossom, and that there was stuff where they used to watch movies of the tortures, allegedly watched the tortures in Abu Ghraib when they took the prisoners, the Muslim prisoners, stripped them down naked and put, you know, little panties on them and ladies' clothes and put stuff on their head and then shocked them and beat them and made them hold stress positions and all that kind of stuff. And apparently the Marine and the young people and the people that were in the White House were all involved in that kind of thing. And you remember there used to be an ambassador that was from, used to be, I think, the mayor in Knoxville, Tennessee. What was his name? Wasn't his name allegedly Vincent Ash or something like that? And that allegedly he was the naked twin in the coffin at the Yale University Skull and Bones Club, and that he was W's twin. Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, that's going down the long, long ago path, isn't it? But I'm not denying that, but what I'm trying to say to you, back in 2016, I told you the QAnon said Hillary was going to be put into prison by Thanksgiving, after Trump won, and that then the 5,000 pedophiles or whoever, all these people with her were going to be locked up. Never happened at that point in time. I looked at it a little bit after that, but I, you know, I told you then that didn't happen, so I'm not going to believe it. All right. So now, where are we at? They're going to come. It's going to be the unity police, you see. And your neighbor is likely to be the one that turns you in. Or your father-in-law, or your mother-in-law, or your sister, or your brother, or your mommy and daddy. Well, here's what old Solzhenitsyn, Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn, who was taken and arrested and sent to the gulags in Siberia for years, and after he came out, here's what he wrote. And I first read this to you on Thursday, October 28th, 2010, is when I first was reading this to you on the show. And how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest and had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, as for an example in Leningrad, that's St. Petersburg today, that when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, that's like back then probably close to 200,000 people they arrested at one time, okay? That could be done again, all right? People had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step, step, step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. Well, that could be those dreaded 223s. That could be 308s. That could be granddaddy's 30-06. That could be a 22 long rifle pistol or Ruger 10-22. It could be an old Mac 90 or some other kind of variant of a AK, semi-automatic, of course. Semi-automatic, that means it's not a full auto weapon, but a semi-automatic. And either that 223 or any of them might have one of those dreaded multiple bullet magazines that Biden was talking about. So if you boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand, the organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport. And notwithstanding all of Stalabite and Thirst, the cursed machines would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. And then, you know, we're seeing once again Antifa, the Antifa crowd, BLM crowd last night in, you know, again, what, Portland and Seattle and Denver, rioting, burning flags, and then they say nothing about it. But I'm going to tell you, there's a little cute little game that Republicans play or the Trump supporters play or so-called conservatives play, whatever your title is, and it says, well, you know, if we did that, then the Democrats and the media would be all over it. Well, just because you say that, da-da-da-da-da-da, doesn't mean that it changes the dadgum thing. because this is what's happening again. This is from Albert Pike, who was the head of Freemasonry on the planet, out of Arkansas. Allegedly spoke about 17 languages. A high Luciferian. And he wrote to Giuseppe Mancini in 1871 a famous letter. And the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and the political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. And we shall then unleash, Pike says, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. Now, what are nihilists? Nihilists want to tear everything down. They don't necessarily have another proposed way of doing it. They just want to destroy and tear it all. Make it nil. Nihilist. Okay? So Pike says we shall unleash the nihilist and the atheist. And they've done that since last year. Actually, since 2016. And we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. All right? It's already happening. Then everywhere, you see, the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate these destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity. You see, there Pike goes again. Not me. That's what he's saying. And without that moment, he says, and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction. In other words, the church is not going to have any kind of, they don't know what to do or where to go or anything. And, oh, let's get rid of Franklin Graham. Let's do this. Let's knuckle under. Let's say that the space aliens are coming and that Muslims are just as valid and atheists are just as valid if they're good people as the Pope said that, you know, in terms of that, or, you know, the big mega churches, they're going to make you feel good and all that, and we're just going to keep you safe here amongst the barbed wire of the big expansive church area where the ball fields are at, you know. And we're going to help you take the shots. We'll be right there if they kind of hurt you or whatever and take care of you. But you see, that's what's coming. Citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. You see now, September 11th had a lot to do with that. Now we got the COVID, but old China Joe, they were at the old sacred reflecting night, don't you know? The sacred reflecting pool, he said. And oh, he had that actor's quality in his voice. Old China Joe, who stole the show, with Commissar Kamala there. And he said,
Let us light up all of the lights. The Lucifer, light, Lux, loose, Lucifer, okay? And let the light shine on the sacred reflecting pool. I think he was appealing to the better angels and the Lucifer himself. And then a switch is flipped and the lights all illuminate the sacred reflecting pool. You know, from its beginning to its end, you see. From the Washington Monument on back, you know. And it's a beautiful area, but they're there with Lady Gagger Gaga DiMano, okay? And she sang pretty beautifully. She has a beautiful voice. But she had the Hunger Games stuff on. And that's what they think they're going to do. They're going to come Hunger Games on you. And they're going to do exactly what the Lord Jesus is talking about in Matthew 24 and Luke 21. And if the time were not short for the elect, Matthew 24, then there would no flesh be saved. Okay? That's what Jesus says. What's your preacher want to talk about at the church? I have about 5 minutes patience with him, and then I don't have any patience with him anymore. And you remember Greg Evenson and I used to talk about a certain publication that I was sent back then. I didn't request it or anything. It was just sent out of the clear blue. And it was called, listen to this word here now. Let's see here. This was dated 12 October 2008, and it was basically put into a document for the U.S. Army document here, but that was when George Bush had signed presidential decision directives, which were embodied in the following Army document. Shortly before November of 2008, and we were talking about an exercise back then also was to test FEMA's ability to assume military authority. That was the Rex 84 exercise. Now, who did Biden just put in charge in the COVID-19 thing that he signed, the executive order? FEMA's going to be leading the vanguard of the charge on getting the shot in the arm, okay, of 100 million Americans in 100 days. That means they got to come pretty quick, because I'll tell you, you talk to doctors and nurses, a whole lot of them sure don't want to take it. A lot of them say it's not effective. Others know the side effects that they've already seen and read about and are well documented, like the doctor, perfectly healthy down in Florida, in the Miami Beach area, 16 days, and he had no blood platelets, and he died from just the vaccine. And back in 84, Rex 84 was so highly regarded that special medical security doors were installed on the fifth floor of the FEMA building in Washington, D.C., securing the area in which Rex Operational Center was centered. The exercise required the following: suspension of the Constitution of the United States, turning control of the government over to FEMA. That's continuity of government. When you see COG or continuity of government, FEMA is the one that does it. They then utilize the military and have military governors, etc., as they see fit. An appointment of military commanders to run the state and local governments. And then you see, we had 2001, we had all that. And at that point in time, Bush invoked over 500 executive orders and presidential decision directives. And he did some more of them later on, you know, as well in 2008. Before the election, okay, and he put this out and the army called a domestic insurgency and the declaration of martial law. 12 October 2008. And basically here it is, domestic insurgency and the declaration of martial law. You see, it's already been done. The martial law was declared. It's never been rescinded since Bush. President Trump may not have known that. By declaring a state of emergency at the beginning of his deal, then what he did, and they don't always tell you, they just say, you need to declare a state of emergency about this. Okay, sign the paperwork. All right? The other people would have known it. In order to continue the state of emergency that has continued in the United States since 1933, December of 33, when the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917, as amended 1933, was pushed through under weird rules, no quorum, etc., but altered rules by Congress and signed by Roosevelt. All right. And that document, Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917, as amended 1933, a.k.a., otherwise, you know, also known as the Emergency Powers Act. Okay? We've been under that state of emergency ever since, which has basically been an executive dictatorship. But since then, it goes back and forth, up and down, and the power is up for grabs, and it ebbs and flows. That power ebbs and flows. And President Trump continued it. I don't know if he knew that he was doing that. Maybe he did, but he retained the powers. But he did not use them. He left things up to the states' rights as it is by the Constitution. Now, Biden is going to get FEMA involved, which is going to mean likelihood of continuity of government. And Brother Greg Evenson, remember when Greg brought us on the show, we broke it about what was going to happen after the Corexit stuff was put into the water, and after the well, the offshore well outside of Louisiana there, the rig blew up and all the stuff was dumping oil. They started pouring Corexit all over the waters. The oil was spreading, the Corexit was spreading, and that Brother Greg had talked to down there people that he found the information out how back then FEMA, they were going to declare martial law and move everybody off the Gulf Coast up and put them into camps. Everybody. All right? And you remember all the flooding and Katrina and all this stuff going on back then. They were trying for them because those storms were engineered. We've had a lot of engineered storms since then. My friends down in the Houston area and in the Crossroads even in places down there in Texas. All those storms that were engineered and the flooding and the horrendous stuff that happened. And in the Carolinas and in Florida and Georgia, and all the different places, Mississippi, Alabama, all right? Louisiana, Texas. And then all of the flooding that took place in the Missouri-Mississippi River valleys and the Ohio and all the stuff and all the pigs that were killed and the livestock lost and all the crops that were lost. All of this stuff is all about trying to take you out. And then here was the law or the document. Domestic insurgency and the declaration of martial law. So they, it was already declared as of 12 October 2008. It was declared actually after 9/11 and has never been rescinded. The state of emergency has never been rescinded. Now they can argue up and down, back and forth, but push comes to shove. It's a function of how many Cheerios they think they got in their belly that day, all right? And what they think the factions in the military are going to say, or what this one will do or that one will do. And then the 10 or 12, 13 other evil 666 sons of the Lucy, what they're going to do is they all strive to be the favorite of Lucifer himself. They want to run the show. And here's what they're going to do. Domestic counterinsurgency are those military, paramilitary, political, economic, psychological, and civic actions taken by a government to defeat civic domestic insurgency. Isn't that what they're calling anybody who voted for Trump? Is that not what they called what's happened, a domestic insurgency? That you're a traitor and that you're racist, you're a nativist, you're filled with fear, that you are a white supremacist, even though you're black, you're a white supremacist. Even though you're a Hispanic and you voted for Trump, you're a white supremacist. Even though you're Asian, you're Japanese or Thai or Cambodian or Chinese or whatever, and you voted for Trump, well, then you're a white supremacist, right? But they're calling it domestic insurgency, all right? And they want to defeat that civic domestic insurgency. That's what Brennan was talking about. It's an offensive approach involving all elements of national power, and it can take place across the range of operations and spectrum of conflict. It includes strategic and operational planning, intelligence development and analysis, training, materiel, technical advice, infrastructure development, tactical level operations, and many elements of PSYOP. Generally, the preferred methods of support are through assistance to the local loyalists and the segregation and relocation of identified dissidents and disloyal elements to areas where they can be retrained and re-educated. Now, is anybody talking about deprogramming? Are any of these Democrats or Katie Couric or anybody talk about deprogramming 75 million Americans who voted for Trump? Deprogram, retrain, re-educated, and taken to areas where they can be retrained and re-educated. Just like communist China, just like, remember, the Maoists and all the people did. The leaders must consider the roles of military, intelligence, diplomatic, law enforcement, information, finance, and economic elements in domestic counterinsurgency. You know what the Army an acronym is for all those things that I read off to you? Military, intelligence, diplomatic, law enforcement, information, finance, economic elements. It's called MIDLIFE, M-I-D-L-I-F-E. Good old Army and their anacronyms. Counterinsurgency responsibilities. Regional combatant commanders are responsible for conducting, planning, preparing, executing, and assessing military operations in their areas of responsibility in support of counterinsurgency. This is what's going to start to happen. If you can look this document up, Domestic Insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law, 12 October 2008. See if you can find that online. And it's a real long document here. And you remember Greg and I talked about this. And then all the different things they're going to do. It's just incredible. They're basically what it consists of is they're going to come for you. Remember, I also read you how Obama did the new executive order calling for, this was back in January 10th, Obama did an executive order effectively creates a structure of military governors for martial law. He did it back in 2010. And that the will perhaps soon correspond to the 10 FEMA regions. And I wrote a Hawk Talon about it back then. And I said, is this what the founding fathers would be proud of, or would they say they have come full circle and that now we the people should invoke the Declaration of Independence once again and be ready on Lexington Green and pre-positioned at Concord Bridge? I think I know what Thomas Jefferson Patrick Henry, Sam Adams, an old swamp fox would say. That's what I wrote back then. Now, let me talk to you about how thorough the Red Chinese are. They bought the stock market up yesterday, probably cashed in some bonds to free up the money to buy the stock market, United States bonds. Now, I don't see them having to hit us yet because they got what they wanted. They got Red China Joe as the president. And if somebody gives your kid $1.45 billion, it's to invest, right? Well, let's see the records of the investments. Oh, well, they're all private because it's a private equity fund, right? Not a public company, right? And then there's two things. He's keeping old Ray Ray as FBI director. Well, old Ray Ray, I'll bet you, allegedly made the deal not to prosecute Red China Joe's son. He made old Bobulinski a material witness. You haven't heard from Bobulinski since. But tune in tonight to Hannity. As long as they're going to be still on, they're going to have the guy that had China Joe's Hunter's laptop. We're going to tell you more about it. And that's the one that the FBI didn't want. And then finally they came to get it. Then after they came to get it, well, then the Biden people wanted it back. But then nothing was said, and William P. Barr put the kibosh on anything prior to the election. And the general public, 9 out of 10 of the major TV, radio, all the stuff, never discussed it other than to say it was a Russian hoax created by Trump in collusion with the Russians. Meanwhile, it's the Red Chinese, plus the mayor of Moscow's wife, gave them all the money. Don't go into their Luciferian knife kind of fight. Stand up for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for the Bill of Rights. Set up Solzhenitsyn. Ambush the downstairs hall. Mighty men and women about your high technology. MMB. Strike blows from weapons from outer space. Against the enemy. Wherever they might be. That ain't over. No, you're ready. Nicky LaFleur. Hey, on the opposite. An old road to crack. Time to do a lap, boys. Time to push-ups.